coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, Jim, have you ever, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? You ever heard of them?
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I have, Frank.
Have you? I was just...
What made you think of them?
Well, I got to tell you, right now, especially, because it's getting warm, all right? It's getting hot. Did you turn in your air conditioning yet?
I live in a 115-year-old house. We don't have air conditioning.
Okay. Well, I have not turned mine on because I have Pella windows and doors.
There you go.
You know that? Yeah.
We have window units in the bedrooms, but no, those houses
stay
cool.
You have window units?
Yeah. I'm not putting air conditioning in my house.
You're right.
I don't want those cold air returns.
You don't want, you have lead pipes too? Do you have lead pipes too? Are you good?
I don't think so. We have the radiator heat.
Oh, you have radiator. Oh, you know what? Radiator heat is not bad.
It's consistent. And there's no dust.
Oh, yeah. No dust.
You guys really sound like a couple of guys sitting on a porch.
We do.
Would you
like another beer?
You know what, though? If you want to keep that heat in, you want to keep the cold cooling,
read the ad.
There's no longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors.
Okay, there you go.
Because if you order today, get this, you get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Okay. That's with interest rates right now. That's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, 4 years no interest. You can have until May 31st at Pella. So jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Would it make sense to your home to go back?
Yeah, I don't know if I can even stay for the rest of the show. I think I'm going to go buy windows, Frank.
You want to because...
Of course, I don't know if we're going to get to the rest of the show, how long it's taking you to read his ad.
Whether your home is new, classic like yours, mid-century modern, or something truly historic. Well, that's you, Jim.
Yes.
Pella's Design Works lets you virtually see your home and what the new windows would look like in patio doors before you even buy. You can see what the colors, everything.
That is cool.
Vinyl, wood, or fiberglass. And Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home, Jim.
I love it, Frank.
Get 0% interest financing for up to 48 months if you order before May 31st. Remember that day, folks, May 31st. Certain restrictions apply, but your home and consult. Set up a consultation today.
Talk about a great local company.
Yeah. Oh, that radiator heat, that's inconsistent.
That radiator. Fireplace is where I'm going.
I just want to tell you guys, that radiator heat, it doesn't blow dust. And my oldest daughter had asthma, and it was great because you didn't have all that dust in the house.
That's true.
And then we have no carpeting because we have all hardwood floors. But that's all allergies. But yeah, Frank, we'll do that we'll finish this up on the porch. Right now, Lisa, are you on?
I am on.
All right. Lisa from our Oshkosh studio.
Yeah.
And Lisa, we were just talking earlier that you got it going on tonight, right, with that big party.
Oh, the Into the Night
celebration
in Oshkosh at the Opera House Square. That is going to be so much fun. Yeah. I am so looking forward to that. Not only for the art that's going to be out there, because really, there's going to be a lot of art vendors and stuff that we'll get to see. You know, there's music. Copperbox is one of the sponsors of it, along with
Whammy Award-winning Copperbox.
They won
a Whammy. Yep.
And they perform in our whole market, Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay. Yeah, they're Copperbox is awesome. And we were talking earlier, Frank, they played in church at in Oshkosh.
Really?
Yeah, they did. We were talking about how a lot of musicians will play in the church. Yep. And growing up a strict Catholic, we're not supposed to go to Mass for the music because, as they said, if the devil's coming into church, he's coming through the choir loft.
Did they say that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Catholic, too. I don't remember that one.
Really?
I was in the loft.
No, that was all for weddings. Okay. They used to say that. Because remember, everybody wanted Peter, Paul, Mary. And
you can't do that.
No.
Nope.
And they were like, no. It's like, come on, Father. He goes, no, that's what receptions are for. So anyway, we went through all that. But anyway, you can do whatever you want at your big party tonight in Oshkosh.
I can do whatever I want at the big
You don't
party.
Have to worry about what the priest says.
What time does it start? What time does it start tonight?
It starts at 5. Okay. It starts at 5 o'clock this evening. Mm. And I think not only the art that's going to be displayed and all the vendors and things of that nature, but I'm so looking forward to the food trucks.
Right.
Especially one in particular that I've been thinking about this guy's cooking all week.
Wow. So, that is not, is this that Caribbean guy or who's this?
Yes. Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah, Area 509 Caribbean yep. Taste.
He was on. Yeah.
Best meal I've had in my life Saturday.
And she's from Louisiana. So. Remember that.
And I'm from Louisiana.
All yeah. right. That's a real stamp Louisiana. Of approval. There yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So now you are the Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief. That's
correct.
That's impressive. Where I'm just a radio guy.
But are you though?
Right. I'm not even there yet. Did you hear that? That was from the producer. Are you really? Like John was reminding me yesterday, you've only been doing this for 10 months. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. But hey, tell us about the news. I mean, we've been talking, we've had a lot of fun about the, Mickey Dolan is, we talked a lot about the monkeys and about traveling and the weekend, but some serious stuff was going on in our neck of the woods, right?
It is. It is. I think the big story today goes back to Tuesday night, the right. storms that we had blow through here. We actually did. They have confirmed yep. 5 tornadoes throughout Wisconsin, wow. including an EF1 that hit Kaukauna. It was, in fact, a tornado that hit Kaukauna, and it put 50 people out of their houses. You know, I just hit my mic. Power was out for a lot of people, and it took down a lot of trees. It took some buildings out, not a lot of buildings, but still, it was a tornado that blew through Kaukauna.
Wow. That's the first one in like 2 years, right? Is that touchdown?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, and yeah. it was about 50 yards wide. It was on the ground for just about 3 minutes. But in those three or 4 minutes, it cut a path of 1.36 miles. So
Wow. Now, yeah. I shouldn't say this. I wonder if this whole talk of global warming has to do with more and more. Did you hear that turbulence thing that happened? That plane that dropped 6,000 feet?
It did.
One guy died. They said that could be because of global warming, that the atmosphere and all that's changing so much. And they said expect more. I mean, I do not like turbulence when I'm in the air, and I sure as hell don't want to drop 6,000 feet. We were on a plane that dropped 1,000 feet one time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, were you belted in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we had to be because some of those people are mad because they weren't warned. Like they didn't say sit. And with all this radar, I'm surprised the plane survived that. I mean, did you see that thing when? Ugh, that'd be so scary. What? Anyway, that's amazing that those storms, they're not here on the ground very long, and they're only I shouldn't say only 50 yards. That's pretty wide, but
that's half a football field.
Yeah, it is.
That's a wide swath, but you know, and then it goes a mile. Almost a mile and a half, and that's a lot of territory to cause damage in.
It's wild how they can know that it was a tornado because it was at night, and they even said that on the news that you won't see this tornado because of the rain, it's in the evening, and the only way they can judge would be the damage, I would assume, correct? I don't know.
And the wind speed, right?
And the amount of damage that it does.
Yeah, it was like 90 miles an hour, wasn't it? Is that EF1?
95 miles an hour.
Wow.
Well, at least the good thing about it becoming, instead of a bad, bad storm, it becoming an official tornado, you can start merchandising it. You know, get the I Survived the Tornado shirts and get the cups.
He's always
glasses.
Trying to make money off of other people.
But now that it's certified, if you would say I survived the bad storm, people would be like, well, big deal. I'm not going to buy that. But I survived the tornado or I was part of the tornado or you could come up with some. I don't know. I hope they, well, I don't know. Nobody got hurt, right?
In Kaukauna, we do the twist.
There were no wrecks.
Bring it back with your monkeys. Wasn't Twister big around that time,
it
too?
It was.
Oh, my gosh. You know.
That's a good one. That could work.
You know, Jim, that might be a good idea, but they didn't even do that for Katrina down in New Orleans. There were no I Survived Katrina shirts.
Well, that was sad, though, because people lost a lot, and people are still, and that was a long, long time ago, so many, and it was unfortunately the lower income area got hit the worst, and that
Ninth
was,
Ford.
Yeah, that was too bad, but I don't know. I might have some fun with this Kaukauna thing, but you got to see what the mayor thinks, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to upset anybody, but I don't know. I'd look at it. Anyway,
you'd make t-shirts because a tornado came through town.
I would. I just think
I survived Kaukauna.
Right.
That could mean something else, though.
Yeah.
I know.
We got to be careful with that.
I've done too many shows about that.
So, yes, you have. Yes. So what else is going on with the Wisconsin news? That's the big thing, though, is that, and the governor was in your town, too. I was up here. wasn't he? The governor came yesterday. I think he did. Yeah, he did.
He may have. He may have. Yeah. I honestly, covering the entire swath from, say, Oshkosh all the way up to Marinette and Door County, that's a lot to
wow.
cover for me. So if he was in town, I missed it.
He didn't stop by?
He was inspecting damage.
He doesn't stop by to see me.
All right. All right. We'll have to work on that.
Please do. So I'd love him for to stop by and see me.
But people who are listening, and, you know, Kakana, that's all. We're all in this thing together. I mean, anything we need to do? Do they have did somebody set up an account where you can?
They have not. They have not. They've gotten many of the people back in power. I think the thing that is probably the most difficult is some of these houses have trees on them and things like that, so they've got to clean up that. 50 people at Roundhouse Manor were displaced. So,
Wow, was that a nursing home or is that apartment?
That's
complex?
A senior living facility.
Yeah, that's too bad.
My buddy Paul Evenson lives in Kakana. He had a tree down in his in his backyard. Yeah, and it's crazy. It's Electric City USA, and they lost power. You know. Isn't it done by the river? I don't know.
I think that's on their water tower.
Yeah.
Well, city. Okay. Just have to. We'll tie that into the shirt somehow.
maybe on the backside. Right?
There it is.
On the backside.
On the back. We want to tap into that. Well, Lisa, we sure appreciate what you do for Civic Media, giving us the news in our listening area, right? And you said that's a huge area. You go all the way up to Marinette from Oshkosh.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
I mean. I don't quite cover, you know, Shawano up to Marinette, but I still consider that part of us. So
do you have people out there? Is it news feeds? Where do you get all this? Because I mean, I love the news.
You
on
see the
Civic
lady
Media.
Sitting there?
Yeah.
That's your news person.
I'm it.
Do you have people out there? How long have you been working in radio?
10 months. Okay.
The thing is that we do have, you know, at Civic Media, we've got people down in Madison, in Milwaukee, at state level, in La Crosse, in Eau Claire, in Chippewa Falls. So we've got a lot of different people that work throughout Wisconsin, but I'm Northeast Wisconsin.
All right. Well, Lisa Hale, we're glad you're with Civic Media. Thanks for the news update, and we'll check back with you and have fun tonight at the Oshkosh Market.
I will.
All right.
Into the night.
Into the night with Oshkosh. All right, Lisa Hale, we'll be right back. Frank Hermiston, the mayor. All right, welcome back. Mino the mayor. Mino is on vacation, taking a couple well-deserved days off. So,
with no water.
With no water. And he went to, why would you go backwards on vacation? Usually you kind of go someplace that's a little nicer than, because you're, you know, kind of treat yourself. Johnny took a step backwards. He's going up to Nugani, which I don't know. When I think of Nugani, and I've never been there, but I've known John now. I've been working with him for a while. I think of Jed Clampett and that.
Wow.
Wow.
What do you think of when you think of Nugani? You really think of skyscrapers? And what do you think of Todd?
So here's where John and I are alike. I would never take a trip to Nashville. That would not be a vacation to me. Mm. But camping, absolutely. Going. I want to get away from people. I want to get away from all that. So I'm kind of in his boat with that.
I think John's living off fish.
Yeah.
Is he fishing? And
well, he does like that.
Yeah,
he likes to hunt and fish.
Well, he's
and,
from the UP.
Yeah,
that's why
he does. Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. Okay.
You think he's taking baths in the river and
That's what he's
lake?
Doing. He's going to the bathroom in the woods.
Yuck!
I know.
Probably in the water too.
I'm not sure I could rough it that hard.
Yeah.
Right there you go.
But I still want to get away from people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on getting away from people. Like, but you can do that and travel. You just have to maybe
stay in your hotel room.
No, but you might have to like. You might have to fly and pay a little bit more to get a little bit more privacy.
Yep.
Your hotel, you might want to get on the concierge floor so you're not with people in the restaurants. You know what I mean? But there's a way to do that. And then we're season ticket, because I'm from Green Bay, I call it season ticket holders, but we're for the Country Hall of Fame, we got the annual pass.
Yep.
And So yeah, I think we're gonna do that. I mean, I like, and those bars, if it's packed, I'll go to one where it's not as packed.
Just go anyway, to one that throws chairs off the top of
them. No. This is very
chill. Was that Wallen again?
That's Wallen. Yeah, sorry. I brought up an old news story. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's an old news story. Just everything he does.
Yes.
Great music, but
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this just back to these birthdays. This Ken Jennings. Do you watch Jeopardy?
I do because St. Norbert, you know.
Ben Chen was the best.
Ben's the great.
Ran the table.
Yeah.
Parents watch Jeopardy like.
Well, you play it with it.
Yeah. And my mom's very smart, but they put one time, I remember this, and it was a while ago, probably 10, 15 years ago. And I was like traveling and, you know, you check in with your parents. And I called my dad's phone, hello. And I said, hey, I just got back from whatever, Europe or whatever it was. And he goes, we're watching Jeopardy.
He kind of put
the smack down on me. So, yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they were very loyal fans.
Put that in the form of a question, please.
The answer is,
are you calling?
The answer is call back after Jeopardy. So,
what is bothering me?
Anyway, I want to just put an exclamation point on this weekend, Todd. So Johnny's in Nugani, I'm in Nashville, Frank's in Iowa, and you're working, but are you going to do anything with this special holiday, 3 days off?
I'm going to sleep in. I will not be setting my alarm for 3:30 in the morning. All right?
Okay.
That to me is a vacation, my friend.
But you know what, Todd?
And I've got some stuff, you know, I haven't been in my gardens this year. There's stuff I want to get planted, you know, got to get some vegetables in. All that kind of stuff.
All right. That is fun to do this time of year, to get out and get the garden looking good. We kind of did that 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
So, we're set for that. But this Memorial Day, I'm going to say this a little bit more on, I have a show on Sunday, Frank. It's Lean In Local.
Okay.
And this show is pretty lighthearted, and we talk about a lot of things that are going on in our area, Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay. I have a show on Sundays at 1:00 and it's called Lean Local, and it gets a little deeper into certain subjects and maybe not, it's not as light as this, but this Sunday we are going to be talking to the Freedom House, Homeless for Families.
Sure.
That place is awesome. I'm sure you've done a lot for them.
I've toured it. I've done a fundraiser for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have a big fundraiser coming up at the Northland Hotel.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be pretty cool.
I think I gave them some tickets to give away. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then the other one we're doing is the House of Hope.
Yes.
They're coming in. Mm-hmm. And that is, they've expanded a little bit more. I haven't been there in a while. I mean, I've been there a number of times, but it was mostly for the either pregnant women or with a small child.
Yep.
But I think they're doing more for these couch kids that are going from place to place. Yep. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. And they're coming in.
They have a new facility too.
Yeah. We're going to talk about, you know, Green Bay is a pretty good, I mean, it's not a pretty good, it's a great place.
It is.
It's got the amenities, but it's also got a
community.
But it's got a pretty good social safety net.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sometimes look, but it's out there.
There's some caring people in this community, and that's the big thing. They take care of their own.
Right. And, you know, God forbid people go homeless, but if I was going to be homeless, I'd probably want to be here versus some of these places where you're on the streets and camping. I mean, at least there's shelters here, and I think that's important. So we're going to talk about that on Sunday from 1 to 2, and that's right here on 97.9. We're also going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day and how important it is. And I
remembrance.
Well, we get criticized sometimes, but I think people it only take an hour out of your day. Mm-hmm. Stop at a cemetery. There's so many events. I'm sure you've been to many of those events, and Johnny and I did a lot of that too, but I mean, it's amazing to think these guys just signed up.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
My great uncle signed
and
in.
Ladies.
Yeah. Of course. He signed up in the Canadian Air Force back in 1941 because they weren't doing anything. And he is in Holland, buried because he was shot down over the English Channel. And my brother got to go visit his grave
this
time.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, and there's so many things going on. You just look at the paper, just go online and look up Memorial Day services. You know, Fort Howard does a good job.
Yep.
There's just a lot of places that honor and good memories. And sometimes you bring in some pretty good speakers too for that. And I think there's less, well, not that people would feel, I don't know, maybe some people do feel guilty that they didn't do enough. You go to one of those things for an hour, hour and a half, you just can enjoy your day more because you paid your respects and you were reminded of why we have that day off. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that Monday, but I sure hope people, lean into it a little bit more and understand how important that is. And unbelievable the stories you hear, what these guys did and ladies. Just, I don't know, they signed
up. Sacrifice.
Right. Sacrifice. Save the country. So, anyway, that's a cool thing. Yeah, Sunday's that show. We're going to have a couple people on. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Memorial Day on that day as well. And then hopefully everybody has a super, super Memorial Day. Are you grilling down there? What are you doing in Iowa?
Okay, here's what we're doing. We have meet and greet with Mickey and Amy and I. We got a cool hotel that's right there. So we're going to actually just have some us time. Is that how you say it? Is that how you say it?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't had that in a while.
With Moscato.
Even though it's Chardonnay dinner. Day, you're not going to buy her a bottle of Chardonnay?
No, we're doing Moscato. I got two bottles in the back just waiting to be unscrewed, not uncorked. Quality,
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Chardonnay Day.
Are we talking like Boom Chicka Wawa?
Yeah,
kind of stuff?
Boom Chicka. It's us time. That's what us time means.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But when you have us time, don't you just talk about the kids anyway?
You know... We do.
Poor Donna.
Yeah. We do. I mean, if we do, it's just like, it's just,
My wife and I, we like to go down rabbit holes, and we've done this ever since we met, because we were friends before we became lovers. So, did I say that out loud?
You did. That's nice.
Okay. So, we go down rabbit holes, and we love history. We love discovering things. So, yeah.
That is cool. All right.
This is your your soundtrack for your trip.
It's like, boom, chicka, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play this on high.
All right. Hey, we are going, when we come back, we've got a great, great guest. You've been reading about it in the paper. You've seen it on TV. What is going on down in Oshkosh, which is our community here? 41 Crosswords Festival is coming back bigger than ever. John Gooley, right back.
At civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kind of Mino and the Mayor. It's really Frank Kermis and the Mayor.
Yes.
Johnny's on vacation. And
that's right.
Frank, love having you here.
Thanks.
Weather moving up here, 58 Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, and 59 in Oshkosh. And, Oshkosh is, there's so much happening in this community, and Oshkosh is leading the way. You've read about this in the paper, and I think it's been on TV. I don't watch TV, but I'm sure it's been on TV. Rebirth is the right way, but we finally got the right people who are going to be running this whole Crossroads 41. It used to be Country Music Fest, maybe not great management, maybe not great customer service. And man, when John Gourley and his group got in, that's amazing what you're doing. And I can't wait for this festival and many, many more. Welcome, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a group of local investors, and they have put together a world-class team to produce Crossroads 41. We've worked on this for a couple of years. Some of the key players do other events like Coachella, Stagecoach. Our security team is on the road with Taylor Swift. They work the Super Bowl. So we've really gone out with all of our collective experience and sat down and said, we love concerts, we love festivals. What's the future like? How do we reinvent this festival experience? And that's what people are going to see August 8, 9, 10 in Oshkosh.
Wow. I was looking at you just mentioned, checking the boxes. Yeah, I think when you get the security that has experience in the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift, I don't think it gets much better than that. So, but I just think there's a couple things that really impressed me when I read a little bit more about the festival is you guys have spent some money on this and it hasn't even opened yet. I mean, what you did with that mud thing was a deal. I mean,
first of all, we put in drain tiles. You start with, you do a 100-year weather study, right? And then you take a look at EAA that did 750,000 people last year, and you start to get a clue why that event's in August. So that was number one.
I read that was smart because people...
The driest month.
Well, they did a great job of talking to their customers. And he's going to talk a little bit more about what they do with the entry lanes and ticketing and all this other stuff, but... There's one, a couple people said, well, what about the weather? Well, what the hell? You can't do anything about the weather. But what you did was all you can do. You looked at the driest month of the year over the last 100 years, and August is a pretty good bet. And then
in addition to that, your point's well taken. We spent over $2 million already on the site, but a chunk of that is 20 miles of Dreamtown. So that's bound to help if we happen to get a wet day. So, yeah, we've been doing these gigantic festivals for a ton of years. And the key elements you've already hit on, it's all about that customer experience. From the moment when they turn right into your driveway to when they leave that evening or at the end of the show on Saturday night. So we really concentrated, and the owners have put their money where their mouth is in terms of we're bringing in a grandstand system that's used by Formula One, if you've seen that on television or been to one of those races, or the PGA golf tournament. So no white plastic chairs. So that'll have great sight lines. It'll have excellent sound. Both that's for the VIP area, but we've also redesigned the site. Unlike anybody else in the Midwest, our GA customer has the opportunity to get up with about 30 feet of the stage. So if you go to xroads41.com, you can kind of see site plan. You'll get a sense of what that seating unit is like. There's a VIP platinum level that's a club level on the top of that grandstand system that nobody else has used that I know of other than Coachella and Stagecoach and Formula One. So it's going to be, and then what about the talent, guys?
I know, I need to get to that.
I saw, actually, this morning, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, wow. It's so much there. I just want to talk a little bit more about the when I read your article, and I was talking to Todd, who's a huge fan of the festivals being in Oshkosh. I was way back in the day when the Lambeau Field did their expansion, their whole thing was about, look, we'll put a good product on the field, but we're going to make the experience from when you leave your house, you know, in terms of traffic flow, getting in, food service, all that, to when you leave, you know, bathrooms, make sure people, because if they lose, people still had a great time, you know, and they have really, I think they've done a great job. I mean, of course, they spent $295 million, but they have a great, that's an easy place to go to and a fun place. And that's what you're doing down there with Crossroads 41.
It's really all about that experience. And you're absolutely right. People now have had great experiences, so they expect it. And that's sort of our reputation is really all about delivering it. And listening to the customer is a critical piece of it. We spent a ton of time out in all the communities, Oshkosh, of course, but we cover that whole Fox River Valley in terms of people that will come to the event and talk to them about their concert experience, whether it might have been in Oshkosh or in other places, and have really tried to fine-tune this in a way that we think a ton of people will be trying to copy what we're doing with the show, both the experience and the lineup.
That is awesome. So no more Woodstock where we walk 3 miles and through the mud and everything. I think it's great what you're doing. I can't wait to go.
We got a great text. I just want to throw this out there. Yeah. Somebody just texted in. Can't wait to see the Turnpike Troubadours at Crossroads 41. Saw them on Austin City Limits. Great band.
Oh. Yeah, I did too. Hey, one of the things, John, you got going for you, it is location, location, location. For folks who have not been to Country USA or anything, this location is easy access and it's huge. You know, it's easy to find. Where are you? Tell everybody.
350 acres, hence the name Crossroads 41, right off of Highway 41, directly across the interstate from the EAA site. So we're 15 minutes from downtown Oshkosh. That interstate, as you guys know, runs to every population center up and down the state. So it is easy to get to, and the site is our secret weapon.
It is.
Especially, we did a ribbon cutting a week or so ago, and the chamber said it was the largest turnout they'd ever had for a ribbon cutting. But it gave us an opportunity to show people some of the things that we've done on that site, and a ton of people that had never been there before my Uber driver turned right in that entryway where it's you can have 10 or 12 lines of people to get into the site quickly. And she said, wow. I said, have you not been here before?
Right.
She said, you know, gosh, I've heard about it.
But she's been to the outlet mall, which is right there, yeah, but it's right down. Right. So we're talking to John Gourley. He is one of the investors and one of the leaders for Crossroads 41, which is an event taking place in August. And some of you who remember the Country Music Festival, I mean, it was all right, but there were some issues with entrance. There's some issues with parking, with mud, with where to get your tickets. And these guys came in and put in the infrastructure. And I think you doubled the entry lanes coming in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the person that is doing our traffic study and will control all the traffic has a handful of clients, but two of them are us in the Super Bowl.
See, you guys are getting the right people that can be.
Look at that. Look at that.
Let's talk a little bit about the lineup. I want to keep you around here because I think this is so cool for, I mean, not just our listening area. We broadcast from Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay, but this is statewide. You're going to be bringing people in for this. This is very, very cool. Tell us a little bit about the talent.
Well, the name was not accidental. The idea of Crossroads is to do a mix of music. We mm-hmm. think people are ready to see bands that are kind of mixed genre, so to speak. One of our other reputation pieces in the festival world is picking bands right before they explode. Your text comment, I think, is apropos that we think Turnpike Troubadours will be headlining. Well, they've already headlined Red Rocks in a handful of places, but oh, wow, we've got them right before they're going to absolutely blow up. But the mix of Journey, Brooks and Dunn, Old Dominion, Shaggy, John Party, Turnpike Troubadours, Priscilla Block, new really hot young artist, Chris Jansen's incredible performer, Paul Coffin, Nico Moon, Tanya Tucker, Red Clay Strays. It's 18 bands over 3 days, and you know, Taylor Holder's one of our young guys, and he has 21 million TikTok followers. So in terms of trying to have our ear to the ground on maybe some names that your listeners haven't heard before, take a little time and do some quick listening to some of the people that are in the opening slots. We think you'll find them headliners in the next year or so.
And they can get all this at crossroads41.com?
Or xroads41.com. It's how to search it. Yep. A couple of other really important things is we have an all-in pricing model that no one else in the center of the country is doing. We go to a lot of shows. We hate those fees. So the currently GA is at $149, VIP is at $399. This is structured to be really affordable. Everything's included, tax included, no more fees. It's all in.
Nice.
And we've got a free payment plan that runs through July 1. If you want to spread it over two or three payments, I don't think anybody else is doing that that we know of. So we've really tried to take it apart piece by piece and make it an incredibly customer friendly event. We do have a price increase coming up June 5. So it's a great time to save a few bucks and be able to pick through all the different experiences that we have.
Well, that's
cool. And beyond the live music, you'll also have some other festival things going on at the same time, correct?
That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole marketplace for people that are interested in doing shopping. We're bringing in a number of the food and local beverage providers that will have their own environments set up. We've got a bunch of surprises that we'll be announcing in the next two or three weeks of things that have not been done at festivals before anywhere. So follow us on all our social. We'll be starting to tease those probably right after the holiday weekend. So it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun August 8, 9, and 10.
John, what about the, I see the albums on the wall, the gold albums. Are those yours, or how are you tied into those awards back there?
Those are mine. I've been promoting concerts since 1970. My team and I have worked on some of the largest festivals in the nation. So occasionally, you guys know, of course, but for your listeners, occasionally when bands think you've really impacted their career, they'll gift you gold or platinum album. So I've been lucky enough to kind of fill up my space with that. I didn't have them up. My son came in.
Wow, that's goes, cool.
You're going to be doing all this Zoom stuff. Yeah. Get those things out of it.
Smart kid.
Smart yeah. gets it. That's an impressive background. So they're giving to you. Who are they giving by? You want to tell us, or they?
Oh God, what we got up is one is Dwight Yoakam. I'm a rock promoter to begin with. One from Ozzy Osbourne, Rod Stewart. We did a bunch of work for RCA Records on Elvis's. When they're real. Redoing all those songs, and we won a bunch of awards for unique radio promotions, and the top 45 is Elvis. So,
what 1970? You've been around.
We've been around.
And do you have a favorite? That's tough for you to say, though. You've been to, you know.
It's hard. As I said, we did a lot of rock shows. I've done a lot of work with the Stones. They're a close favorite of mine. Yeah. We started working with U2 when they were a bar band, if you can imagine that. We started with Taylor really early in her career, when nobody knew or cared. So the business plan in my naive days was to find these bands, especially bands in Europe, that were not on the radio, and take them from the bars to the stadiums, and we were lucky enough to do that.
John, you never found me. You never found
me. John,
it's not too late.
You know.
Not too late.
John, can you stick around? Can you stick around? We're going to go to a short break. Can you stick around? I want to ask a couple more questions for you. So this is John Gourley.
Sure.
xroads41.com. That is where it's going on in Oshkosh, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. A little more information. We'll be right back. Frank Hermes and the Mayor. Mino is on vacation, well-deserved. And we are talking with, this guy's unbelievable. We were just talking about you over break, John. John Gourley, and he is one of the investors, leaders of X-Roads, which is the kind of the Crossroads 41. But when you go Google it, xroads41.com. And they are putting on just an unbelievable festival that on August 8th, 9th, and 10th. And some of us had been there when it was Country Music Festival, and you know, it was not bad, but it wasn't great. This thing's going to be great. I mean, these guys have got the team, they got the A team together in terms of from security, from logistics, from food service, and even not that they control the weather, they control everything else, let me tell you that. But if there is any chance of rain, the drain tiles are going to keep it as dry as it can be. So, yeah, this is pretty exciting. Hey, you talked about ticket pricing, and, you know, Frank and I were talking at the break. That's a good price because Frank just got back from Disney World go ahead.
You're right. Yeah. But just think about what just an arena show with two bands costs these days.
I know.
So as I said, GA's $149 for 18 bands over 3 days and everything else we've talked about.
Right.
So, but the idea is to make it affordable. So that people aren't going to go to the show one time. We are poised to blow them away. So the concept is to get them there and then generate all of that word of mouth that comes out of people having a good experience. That doesn't mean we're going to get every single thing right out of the box. I've been doing this a long time, but we're going to listen to people and we'll continue to modify this thing. But I think people are going to be stunned when they walk in terms of just the level of experience. And then the whole idea is to continue to evolve around what the audience wants to see and hear. We do a lot of research on talent as well. So as your listeners are starting to think about bands that they're excited about, whether it's young bands or mature bands, have them let you know. That's a much better way than me looking at analytics. I get so tired of that all day long about, you know, Spotify. But anyway.
But what's cool, not only are you doing, I mean, you're really leaning into the customer on this thing and giving that they're a great experience, but the bands too, you're taking good care of. And as you know, I'm not telling you anything. You've been in this business for a long time, but you know, they talk to each other, and it's like the Grand in Oshkosh. They have some pretty nice groups for not a huge venue, but they love it there. They love the way they're treated, and they love the audience. And so I'm sure the bands are going to want to come back, and it'd be nice if we could hang on some of these guys when they make it as big as Taylor Swift. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this like every business, this is all about reputation. The Grand's a great example of that. They do a great job, and they pick people early and stay with them. This is one of the very few Journey shows that's not in a giant stadium.
Yep.
Hey, they're doing it, in their mind, as a favor to us because we've done so much work with them over the years. And, you know, that's how it works, top to bottom.
Speaking of giant stadiums, how many folks is a guesstimation that you're going to get there, and how many folks can be there, you know?
This site is really, you know, having said that, of course, there were events there in the past, but they were highly attended events. There were pretty consistent years where they're experiencing 35,000 people a day. This site, in its current format, can probably hold up to 50,000 a day,
nice.
Which would make it one of the largest festival experiences really in the nation, if you separate Coachella from that. So there's a ton of opportunity here in years to grow. We're in the midst now of buying talent for next year. The music business, as crazy as it sounds, really works a full year in advance. Yeah. So you're guessing who's going to be red hot. And then the hope and plan is to announce at least a couple of those artists at this year's festival so people can see where we're going. And the ones we're chasing are going to blow everybody's mind. So stay tuned for that.
That's awesome. And it's cool as a consumer of music, when you see you go to see a band and then the opening band, and the next thing you know, the opener is the headliner. I think that's the beauty of your industry too. I mean, people can really leap in if they connect with the audience and write their own stuff, and very cool. Hey,
in today's world, they can do it much more rapidly than in the past, whether that's good or bad, but that's a fact of the matter for sure.
Hey, something else I just wanted to talk on for our listeners, tickets, and there in the past, there were lines and things. You have some offsite opportunities, or talk a little bit about how we get tickets.
One of the things we helped the Coachella Boys build their country event.
Street, you're breaking up just a little bit. Okay, there we go.
One of the things that those two events. Oh, sorry. In working with Coachella and Stagecoach and helping those events grow, one of the experiments that they did was an offsite box office that they still do today. And so it allows people, if they'd like to, then a day or two before or early the day that they're arriving to pick up their wristbands. This is a cashless event, so it'll be wristband driven. So you can get all that done before you go to the site. Of course, you can do it on site as well, but we'll begin about 30 days out, kind of training this audience around that opportunity. And the amazing thing is the offsite box office is about 3 minutes from our front gate.
Nice.
So will there be right off the interstate.
Will there be a charge for parking also, or is that something offsite?
There is. The pricing is all pretty clearly delineated at xroads41.com.
Okay.
There's a charge for parking.
John, just it's cashless? Because I'm one of those guys. I know if he was here, he would interrupt us and start telling these stories. But I go to places, and it's only cash, and I have my credit cards. And I go to other places. This just happened Sunday night. And I had cash, and I was going to buy the first round of drinks. Right, Todd? And
well, you say you were going to buy the first round of drinks.
And the lady's like, we don't take cash. So is the whole thing cashless, even the food trucks, or is it just your lane?
There will be some opportunities to spend your cash. There will obviously be opportunities to convert your cash to your wristband.
Okay.
And we understand there's a bit of a learning curve with that. But in the festival world, in terms of customer experience, shortening lines, shortening any kind of wait time, the universe has gone to cashless.
And Lambeau's so cashless. The Packers are cashless. Yep. They've done that's very successful.
It's a great experience. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's absolutely the way the world is going.
All right. John Gourley, thanks for coming on. This has been great. We're really looking forward to August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Oshkosh at xroads41.com. Check it out. They got all the information on a great lineup of bands. And yeah, thanks for bringing us to our community. This is going to be a riot. August 8th,
We're
9th,
excited.
And 10th. All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right. Woo! Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back. I work hard for my money when it's quitting time. I hit the door running.